cow's eye milk would just stand out, you know, where you'd, whenever you got ready, they just sort
of. There was no place you called either a cow pen or a milk gap.
No, no. Of course, I wasn't in the milk business very long, and maybe we just milk one cow.
Did your father have a milk gap?
No.
Or a milk, or a cuppin, or a cow pen?
No.
Nothing like that.
There was none of them in the milk business, you might
sure.
say.
Sure, yeah. And then, well, now, the you raised hogs, too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Now, where were they kept?
Well, we had a hog house, and we had a hog lot. I used to partly make my living raising pigs.
Mm-hmm.
I'd keep three or four sows. They'd breed twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I had one sow that would have 10 and 12.
Is that right?
Yeah. I'll tell you, I was a bachelor when I was sort of in the hog business, you might say. Didn't have any money. And the license cost $2 and a half. Mm-hmm. And I'd run a pig down to buy my license.
Is that right?
I really went after that pig.
Did you have a place outside where you might store potatoes in the winter?
No, we had a basement
for
that. One time I'd, you know, people used to want to bury things, and they would sometimes would keep. I know there's a fella come along, brought something out from town for me, and I said, come in the garden here. I buried some apples, and I want to give you a few apples. And we opened it up, and the rats had made a hole in there and let air in there, and they'd rotted.
I see.
And that was along about April.
Now, you talked about a milk house, and you talked about the base. What was that basement like? Was that part of under the house?
Yes, under the house.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have anything that you called a dairy?
No.
Where did you keep the milk cool before you had the milk house outside?
Oh, you know, the neighbor over there had a big spring, and they let us use that, and we just, didn't do that long, for a year or two, we'd take our milk over there when we milked it, and it really keep it good.
They left it in the spring?
Yeah, but there wasn't no, well, there was a little spring house there somewhere, but, come a big flood, you had to run over there and set it up, you know.
Sure. Now, well, what would a dairy mean to you? What does that word mean?
Well, we say this fella's in the dairy business. He's a milking cows.
I see. Now, the places where the cows and sheep graze,
we call them out in the cow pasture or something.
Okay. Now, the place where you plant, how was your farm laid out in terms of the, you know, for the, and the what crops did you plant?
Well, when I say was married, why, I depend a whole lot on corn and wheat.
Mm-hmm.
But they wasn't raising tobacco then, around here. But now, you used to be allowed to raise all the back you wanted to, and they kept you cutting you down, and finally got me down to a half an acre.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's in pounds. I'm allowed like 5 pounds being 1,200.
Uh-huh.
I asked some of these fellows that bought my place, he divided up. He said, I got 195 pounds.
Uh-huh.
City is allotment.
Uh-huh. Well, that's the finished. Now, when you plant, if you're planting just a half acre, what would you call an area like that?
Patch.
Uh-huh.
I've got a patch of tobacco.
Okay. How big could it be and still be a patch?
Well, yes, some fella we had a farm, I've just got a patch.
Mm-hmm.
Compared with somebody else, you see. You know, as I told my Sunday school, you're rich or poor in comparison to somebody else.
Uh-huh.
Now, you just think the people that don't have as much as you have, you see.
Uh-huh.